Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping my shine. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm your days is on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause devil's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
A believer, your spirit is made right, and sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me. Cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt.
cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know it should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
This is my exodus. Yes, leaving behind everything. Leaving behind everything that has come to try can destroy me, leaving behind everything that has come to try to kill me, steal from me, just leaving it behind and getting ahead of it and getting it under my feet and stomping on the head of the enemy and taking my rightful place as the joint heir to the kingdom of heaven, the joint heir to the throne of grace, the joint heir to the throne of mercy. And thank God for making that decision and having a made-up mind to just believe what the Word of God says. Just believe what the Word of God says. It's a great place to be in. It's the best choice that you will ever make on this side of heaven. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm Terrence. My other half will be joining shortly. And tonight it's another beautiful night, which is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. It's about 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, welcome to PGN family. Welcome to Prophetic Grace Network, the place where we not only talk about it, but we are about it. And we are about the business of God. We are about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing the love of God to whom all wants to receive the word of God. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to have this opportunity that God has given me and my wife and to be able to share his word and that we know. We don't know it all, folks, but that we do know is to trust God and just allow God to use us how he sees fit, because that's a trick of the enemy to tell you that, you know, you can't do it. You don't know this. You don't know that. A lot of the times, it's not about everything that you know. It's about who you know. And so we know the Lord over here. We know that he's faithful. We know that he's just. We know that he's loving. We know that he's kind. Man, we know that he's powerful. We know that he's all-knowing. We know that he is wherever you need him to be in your life, that he is life, that he is the truth. These are the things that we do know. And it's just a small portion of it. I don't have enough time on the show to explain all, but that's who God is. And knowing who God is a benefit for all of us. It's a benefit for you in your everyday walk to just know who the Lord is and just really know what it means to trust him. This week, God was sharing with me about trusting him. And he told me to trust him like a chair. It was funny when he said it, but I was like, trust you like a chair? I'm going to minimize you to a chair? He said, no, trust me like you do a chair. And he gave me the scenario of just going in and how we move in life. And so many of us today have just sat down in a chair, taken a seat somewhere without even thinking about it, without even questioning if that seat is going to hold you up, what it's made from, who built it. What's the weight capacity? Is it wide enough? Is it small enough? Is it comfortable? None of these questions were asked to that chair, but yet we sat in it because we know that it's proven. We trust that chair. We know that that is proven, and we know what it is made to do. And so, therefore, we just take action in our faith in that chair to just sit in. You know, you go in a building and what have you, a meeting or whatever, and they say, you know, have a seat. And you go sit down. You don't hear people debating and going back and forth with those chairs. And so God was like, man, that's the type of faith I want you to have in me. And I was like, wow. But he said, the thing about it is, I don't fail. I would never fail you. And see, we've heard of chairs malfunctioning. We've seen people sit in chairs and chairs give away, depending on the circumstance, too heavy. It's old. It wasn't built right, on the wrong surface, you know, all of this. We've seen these things malfunction, but yet we still trust what it was made to do. We still never question its ability to do what it was made to do. Even with all of these occurrences that have happened, that have assigned itself and aligned itself with sitting in a chair. People have been hurt from sitting in a chair and broken something because the chair gave away on them, and they end up hurting something on them on their body. But God said, trust me like that chair. Just rest in my word. Take a seat in me, in knowing that I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do. But the key to it is that I do not fail. There is no failure in me. So you have a win-win with trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord with all thy heart is a very powerful statement, because what does it really mean to trust with all thy heart? You know, it's that act of faith that's similar to you sitting in that chair. You know, you don't get a rapid heartbeat or anything when you see a chair. Most of the time when you're tired, that's the first thing you're trying to do is sit down in that chair. Woo, woo, let me get off these feet, child. These feet been hurting, the back hurt. Woo. All you were focused on is sitting down, finding a place to sit. And so with life, as situations hit you, as the enemy is battling with you daily, and as you're continuing to war in the spirit, as you continue to battle against the flesh on a daily basis, the Lord is saying tonight to just take a seat in me. Trust me with all thine heart. Get out your own head. It's time for us to quit rationalizing with the Spirit of God. We've allowed our intelligence and our knowledge to basically hinder us from the flow of God fully in and through our lives. There are so many people dependent on your obedience. And this is what we really have to understand, is that somebody's supply We have something that someone needs. The things that we go through is something that someone needs. Someone needs to hear how God moved in your life on your behalf when you went through this particular thing. Someone needs to hear what happened when you were dealing with a spouse that was unfaithful. Somebody needs to know how you deal with unruly children. Somebody needs to know how you deal with a hostile work environment, or how to deal with a family member that you love dearly, but you just don't love their ways. How do you deal with a friend that's been there since the cradle. But you see the changes in your life they're not trying to make. People need to hear these experiences. And so based on our obedience through the experiences, that then becomes somebody's supply. Somebody's supply. You know, we when you are dealing with a financial slowdown or something that just causes a temporary setback, you know, or something like that, somebody needs to hear that to see how you made it through it. My light bill was due and I didn't have nothing, but I trusted God that he said he would supply all of my needs. And next thing you know, I got a phone call or whatever, or somebody's just out the blue. It's just, you don't never know how God will do it. It's just all about us knowing that he will, if he wants to. If he chooses to do things, he does that. We just have to know that he will regardless. So putting your trust in the Lord is key to the success in the life in which God has given us. To live this life, our success, it flows through our obedience. In the word of God, our trust in the Lord and our diligence to follow him and our eagerness to obey him. We got to follow through. So we can't only be hearers of the word. We have to be doers of his word. We have to be doers of his word. He tells us to seek him. And we will find these answers. We will find everything that we need in him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's given us the Holy Spirit, which will teach us all things. We have to really learn to tap into ourselves. But it's easy for us, you know, as we're still having human experiences, to kind of get thrown off because of a lot of the things that we see. But really trusting God means you trust God to move even as you develop, even when you lack understanding of things. Just focus on trusting him and being consistent in knowing what he says. Because if you don't know what somebody can do or can't do, how can you honestly rely on them, depend on them? It's like, you know, in business. Just look at one of your favorite restaurants or one of your favorite retail stores or whatever, just something that you like or whatever that you're drawn to, they have something that you want. And so they've made it possible to tell you what they're able to do and give it to you. And so you base how you move off of the information that you have concerning that particular thing. I want a hamburger. Okay. So I'm going to go where they make hamburgers. Because they've made a vow to make hamburgers. They've given me their word on producing this said thing, this said way. And so now I have my hopes built up on getting that particular thing in which you've told me and I've agreed to receive it. And so now here's the transaction that's going to take place and I'm expecting what you said you're going to provide me. I'm expecting it. And so we have to have an expectation in God. But first we got to know what's on the menu. We have to know what's on the menu. You know, faith come by hearing. You got to hear what's on the menu to have faith in it. Come on.
You got to know what's on the menu. And so we have to read this word. We have to meditate on this word. In other words, we have to sit back after we read. We have to allow the word to run through us, you know, spiritually, and allow our spirit to commune with the Spirit of God to reveal what he wants to be revealed through Scripture. Because this the Bible is a living text. You don't see nobody's picture in the back of it saying that they're the author. I believe that the Word of God was written by men divinely inspired by God that obeyed him. And these are God's words, literally, in writing, on paper. This is what I believe. So these are the word. This is the word of God. I have to believe that. So because I believe that, my expectation level now matches that it says it's going to do. Because I believe it. I believe that when God says that all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose, I believe that. And so therefore my expectation is for that. And so my life is going to line up to do that if I want that. He said all things work together. So if I want all things to work together for my good, I first have to love him and be the cause according to his purpose. I got to be focused on his purpose. So there are things that I have to do. If you like going, you want the hamburger, you got to go to the restaurant, or you got to call Uber. There is something that we have to do in order to get what we want. Faith without works is dead. It's not alive. It's not alive. Nothing dead benefits you. Nothing dead benefits you. So here we are as believers in Christ Jesus, those seeking to do the Lord's will here in the earth. Here we are, making decisions and choices to trust what the Lord has said and act on that we believe. Acting on that we believe. Come on, somebody. Faith is the substance. This says in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it's a substance. And this substance is what I'm hoping for. Like, I can feel it. I can see it. It's real. And that's my evidence to what you can't see in the natural, because it's real in me. Everything that we see was once an idea. And through faith, it manifested. So trusting God is a very, very, very important mindset to have. It's very important to be there. Because when you trust God, you really know how to live. It's like Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So if we want to live, we have to live concerning what God is saying. What is God saying? If I want to live and I want to know what life is, I need to know what God is saying. I don't need to know what these alternative gods are saying. I need to know what the true and living God is saying. I need to be hearing what Jesus is saying. I need to hear this. I need to know that so I can get those instructions so I can walk it out. If I want to leave, because I know and I put my faith in the fact that I'm going to live based off of everything that God said. That's how I'm going to live. And so as born-again believers, when we've been born again spiritually, you've stepped into the place to where you recognize that this is a spiritual battle. You recognize that it ain't been flesh and blood that you've really been wrestling against. But principalities and powers, the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, and high places. These are the things that when we come into the knowledge of, and we hear the more, because we're gonna always be learning things. The one thing about it, we will never like be all knowing, because we will never be God. And that's fine with me. I just want to be with him. I want to be with him. He's done all the heavy lifting. Because he loves us. When I come into the fold, all I got to do is listen to his instructions and go out here and apply it. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how we think about things. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, man, it's so daunting. Oh. But then the Bible would tell us, you know, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be mindful of what we are speaking and what we are saying. We have to be mindful of that. But if we know the word, we'll know that Jesus says, for all ye that are heavy laden, all ye that's walking in trouble and just burdened down, he said, take my yoke upon you. Then he tells us to learn of me. So we have to learn what Jesus did. Jesus has the ultimate faith in God. The ultimate faith in God. Said his burdens are light. This is what he said. So we have to be mindful of what the word of God is saying and trust God and live life. Trust God and live life. Wow. Just trust him. Trust God and live life. I'm looking for scripture. Yeah, we're going to get started. And we're going to get started, start praying. Praying for us. Ooh, pray for me. Oh, pray. Man, where is this scripture? I have to, it'll come to me later. But again, thank you all for joining in tonight. I'll be having a lot of things rolling through my head sometimes, so I'm just going to... shift where God is taking me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Father God. We thank you again for this moment, this opportunity to share, Lord. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your word giving us life, giving us hope, giving us promise, bringing us joy, giving us the strength that we need, the confidence and the know-how, giving us the knowledge and the wisdom. Wisdom, Lord, we just thank you for your word being the answer to our life here on this earth, and teaching us how to be an example, teaching us how to live, and teaching us how to root in support of the kingdom of God, and seeing that our purpose be fulfilled through you here on this earth. Father God, I decrease as you increase. Lord, I ask you to guide my tongue as I yield to you. So I yield to your spirit, Father God, to speak tonight so that your people will hear from you, so that your people, Father God, will gain confidence in you and will be confident in your word to live the life that you've called them to live. Fearlessly, selflessly, and lovingly. Lord, we just thank you for all of our needs being met. We thank you for your grace being sufficient and your mercy enduring forever. Lord, we thank you for Randy and Julie tonight. Lord, we thank you for our spiritual mother and father. Continue to bless them bountifully, physically and spiritually, financially. Touch their family, touch their businesses, touch the platforms. And Lord, we just thank you for their influence through their obedience and yielding to you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good to be here. Good to be here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start answering some calls. We can get on in here. First caller, 682-738. I think that's Sean.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh wow! I didn't
expect
me to be the first caller.
Little Sean. Yeah, I knew. I know that number right there. I done seen them digits before. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. Just resting, but I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. Let's pray. Let's pray, man. I got something for you.
Amen.
Let's pray. I'm gonna mute you in there. All right. Let's go back to where I was earlier. This is it. 2 Peter 1. I'm going to start with verse 3. According as his divine power, I'm reading King James, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. And to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Lord, we thank you for LaShawn tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for your divine connections. Lord, we just thank you for clarity in LaShawn's life, Father God. We thank you for making things clear and seeing things for what they are, seeing people for who they are. Sometimes we have an unrealistic expectation of people. A lot of the times, we'll be expecting people to do one particular thing based off who we thought they were, who we think they are, per se, versus knowing who they truly are. And if God is revealing to you, really not to put your time into those things, because he says right here, but he that lacketh these things is blind. A lot of people in that, if you lack Jesus, you are blind. If the Holy Spirit is not leading you in your life, if you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit, you're blind. You're blind. Man's wisdom is foolishness. It's foolishness. And so God says, you know, pretty much don't be wasting your time when you know what it is. You know, here what Paul was talking. He says back in verse 3, he says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You know, it's the, me knowing how God moves, me knowing who God is, also will help me recognize who ain't walking with the Lord. And so what that does, that alleviates me from the pressure of trying to figure it out. That alleviates me from the pressure of trying to change people. You know, we have to really turn people over to the Lord. And when we turn them over to the Lord, it's not about you not caring about them. That's you really caring about them when you turn them over to the Lord. We have this misconception thinking that we have to have our physical self in a particular place in order to help people. You know, we have to, because the Bible says to do good to those that despitefully use you. And to do good literally means to turn them over to the Lord. Be praying for them. Because obviously, you could be the only person doing it for them. That's doing good. That's doing good. I ain't got to talk to you. I ain't got to see you. But it's depending on the situations and it's depending on what God is telling you to do. We have to have our ear inclined to the voice of God to hear those instructions and know when it's our emotional self versus the Holy Spirit. We have to know when it's us. We have to. The Bible tells us to shun the very importance of evil. A lot of times that, you know, because we knew a person and people play, you know, certain roles in our lives at one time, doesn't necessarily mean that they're obligated for who I am now. Everybody ain't obligated to your time and to have access. Just like you ain't obligated to nobody else's time and for you to have access to them. Unless God opens doors. And so, Lord, I just thank you for opening doors for LaShawn tonight, Father God, in her walking into those places that you have prepared for her. the relationships that you have for her, the jobs, the people that you have assigned to her. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we can have a heart for something, you know, and really, really want to do something. But we'll have an idea of how we want it done versus how God really wants us to do it. And so that's where the clarity comes in tonight. God is going to make it clear for you, clear on how he wants you to move and operate with people. He's going to make it clear to you on who you need to be ministering to and who you need to be around and who you need to be giving your time to and who you need to be taking your time from. We just thank God for his love and his peace abiding in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you.
He speaks.
He
speaks.
Yes, he
I
does.
I can't say nothing. He do speak.
Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Thank God. Glory,
that's
glory.
It's very important. We have
Hallelujah.
To tune our ears to what the Father is telling us,
mm-hmm.
who we should be spending our time with, and when we supposed to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
Especially
in this hour that we
Absolutely.
Are in. Because, you know, there are lesions. They come
mm-hmm.
to drain. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly
Absolutely.
What he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, they come in, you know, the family members and friends. It doesn't matter the role that people have in your life here in the earth. It's about the spirit that they possess. It's the spirit that they possess.
Right.
And God is really, really is really telling the church. He ain't trying to do nothing, but he's telling the church to really be mindful of the spirit and not get caught up in being loyal to the flesh, because we'll be loyal to people based off of the roles that they play in our lives and not
mm-hmm.
being loyal to the spirit of God.
Yeah.
Well, that's my brother, Lord.
Yeah.
But your brother is deceitfully wicked, man.
Come
Your brother is causing trying to cause you to stumble. Your brother's trying to lead you to death.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of loyalty from the flesh perspective. And that's what a lot of us get caught up in, and that's what I see God breaking in the body of Christ, and to where the called are being separated. Yeah. Being separated.
That's so true. There's a great breaking, and he's
mm-hmm.
separating. He's doing a great separate. And some
mm-hmm.
people really don't believe he will separate you from the ones that you have so dear to your heart. Your family,
Absolutely.
Your loved one. He's doing
Absolutely.
A great separation because he can't use you. They too close.
Right.
And
right.
some people get mad about that. I know very well. He will do it.
Amen.
He will do it.
Amen.
And like Jesus said, they say your brother and your mother is here. What did Jesus
mm-hmm.
tell him?
He was like, who?
Yeah.
That ain't my mother and brother.
who do the will?
Right.
Who do the will of my father?
Right.
Everybody,
I'm
mother and brother and sisters and sons and daughters, does not do the will of the father.
Right.
Jesus was on a great assignment, and he was like, "Who are you talking about?"
Right.
Who is my mother and brother? And he's
mm-hmm.
like, look, those who do the will of my Father who sent me. Because I do nothing of myself. Right. What you see me do, you see my Father do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's it. You know, I got a new thing now. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. That's that simple.
That's
either
word.
We get it or we don't get it.
Right. That's so true.
That's it.
That is
Amen
so
true. Amen. So I thank the Father for what he's doing. And I'm not going to keep you too long, but there's some, I'm asking God, like you say, make it very clear on some decision, special business. I'm like, okay, God, I feel like I'm stuck. I'm, you know, there are some things that's going on, and I'm like, I just need you to tell me. I know you see what I can't see, but I'm being still, but I also need to know, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to move outside the state? But where do you want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just want me to stay here? Which I believe, me, LaShawn, for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just, you know, just pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's going to speak. I don't want to mess it up this time. I messed up some things, but I'm trying to do right this time.
Right. All right, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, come touching and agreeing with my sister tonight, Father God, that you bring clarity to her next moves, her next steps, Father God. We come against any fears, any power of the past, any influence from the past that could alter future moves, future decisions. Because sometimes, you know, we could really think about not wanting to mess up and focus on wanting to get it right to where we end up missing it. We end up missing it because we're focusing on so badly of what we don't want to happen. And a lot of times that's what ends up happening, because that's what we're focused on. You know, God says, you know, so a man thinketh, so is he, right? And so it's like he tells us to think on these things that are pure, things that are honest, things that are good. However, this scripture, let me pull it up, because I think this Philippians. Yeah, let me pull it up. Philippians 4, I want to say 8. Yes. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Just getting you to think on what God is saying and has said versus the things that have happened. It's one thing to acknowledge it, but then there's another thing to be thinking about it. And once you begin to think on what's honest and start thinking on what's true, because everything that the devil tells you is a lie. Think on what's pure. Think on what's lovely. You know, ooh, it'd be lovely to get into this new space and this new place. To thinking on all the new opportunities and begin to visualize, you know, yourself. Where, because God, he'll give you the desires of your heart, but Satan wants to cripple your progress with fear. He wants to cripple your progress of fear, and he doesn't stop. I don't care how much scripture we have in us. I don't care how long we've been walking with God. Satan is still going to come at you. Satan went to our Lord and Savior and tried to tempt the word of God with the word. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to come? This is how bold he is. How are you going to come to the word made flesh? The written word made flesh, and then come to the word with some word, trying to make the word change up. How? That's a bold move. That's a bold move. But all Jesus did was hit him back with the word.
That's right.
And so this is what God is saying. The word of God is what's going to frame your world. You know, not what we've pretty much gone through, not what we don't want to experience. That's not the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the word of God. You're a powerful being, and God said he would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. So God is going to exceed your expectation. He's going to exceed everything that you think. That's why he wants us to think on what's pure. He's going to exceed that. Thinking on the good report, he's going to exceed all of that.
Ooh,
that's exciting. That's exciting. So Lord, we just thank you for guarding, protecting LaShawn's mind, protecting her ears, Father God, being very cautious in this season to what you hear, what you take in. Even if you're saying, you know, it's that season. God is. It's like getting ready to like open up a different interpretation to you or something. Something like you're going to hear things differently. Because that's what's going to unlock the treasures that's in you. Because where your heart is, your treasure is also. And so God is going to open that up to you. And we just thank God for protection.
Mm-hmm.
And his love always abounding. In your life, and that you seek him truly for all things, and just let it be done. We just thank you for the new place and the new things, the new friends, the new people, you know, the new opportunities that you have for LaShawn. Because a lot of times you could be in the same place but got a new way of thinking.
Oh.
And you can see things differently because now you're seeing it through the eyes of God.
That's good. That's good.
As long as he's with you, you're always winning. So you have no worries. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, I thank the Father. I thank the Father for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him. So we get ready.
Amen. Amen. You can rest easier at night. When the more you trust, the better you are. Trust me. the more we trust, this so much don't even matter. When we trust him. Man, let's trust the Lord. Mm-hmm. I love you, sister. It was good talking with you.
I love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for all your prayers. May God bless you and your wife and your family, your household. He's keeping you covered. And things is about to turn around.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Me too.
Wow. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God, next caller here, 404-453.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Surprise. This is Madeline from Georgia. Hello? 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 I can't hear you. Hello? 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 Hello?
I lost connection. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. All right. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, the internet just kicked me off. You know.
Oh.
Yeah. It just pushed me straight on up.
Wow.
Yeah. My
wow.
God. Absolutely. Is this Sylvia?
No.
Who am I speaking with? You sound like Sylvia.
This is Madeline from Georgia.
Okay. How you doing, Madeline? Yeah, you and Sylvia, you sound like y'all my
neighbor. I ain't there.
Ain't no telling. I get it wrong sometimes. Well, a lot of times I get it. I ain't even messed up about it. Look, I stand corrected. How you doing, Madeline?
I'm doing fine. I'm just coming in from work.
Okay. Been out there getting in. Let's pray. Oh man. I feel the word. I feel the word, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you for Madeline tonight, Father God. We thank you for the maturity. Maturation. Yes, maturation. The ripening of fruit. Yeah, that's what it was. Like the Bible talks about you judge the tree by the fruit it bears, right? And so,
yeah.
The fruits in your life are reaching the maturation phase, you know. And it's almost time to eat.
Huh.
And so God is saying just to prepare yourself for the feast. Prepare yourself for what you've been expecting, if regardless of the time, because you know faith work is patience, right? And during that time, patience is a needed ingredient in our growth and development with our walk with the Lord. Right. And so, God, I don't care how long we've been in the earth. I don't care how long you've been reading scriptures. You know, God mm-hmm. takes through these different processes. We're always constantly getting revelation. We would never know it all. But the Spirit of God which is inside of us does. And so right now, the Spirit of God is just saying that what God has been telling you, it's like the waiting period is over. The fruit is in maturation phase, and it's time to eat. It's time, so begin to prepare yourself. You know, like when you invite somebody over, you know, for dinner, you're preparing dinner. You're preparing to receive your guest, right? You're preparing for whatever event that you plan for. You're prepared for it. Right,
yes,
so begin to prepare for it, and it's the mindset that you're in when you're preparing what God has told you. You know, if He told you that hey, you're gonna be a millionaire, you know, start learning about money, Start learning about things to invest in. Start writing down Lord, give me, I got the pen and I got the paper. Lord, tell me what you want me to do with the seed that you're about to send me. Lord, show me what you want me to do, because I want to be a good steward over that's preparation. Because you're already who you are even before it manifests in the natural. David was already anointed king before he even took the throne. Jesus was already the savior of the world before he even came to the earth. Jesus had already done everything before it even manifested in the earth. And so that's what I said, everything comes from the spirit. And so God really wants you to get this in your spirit that it is maturation time. Your fruit is ripening. It is time to eat. So begin to prepare yourself. You're with your new health. You know, begin to prepare yourself. You might want to go get some new workout shoes or something. It's different things that we can do in the natural, which then it supports what we're believing in faith, what we're believing God.
Jesus.
You know,
Lord.
Because everything that you've done in secret, he said he's going to reward you openly. And so
we
just thank God for the strength. We thank God for the reassurance.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank God for the patience.
Yes,
and the endurance. The endurance, as believers, we have to go through to get to. It's the reason why the Bible speaks of the race not being given to the swift or the strong. But see, that's what the world teaches. We want you to get it fast, dog eat dog, and get it quick and get a lot of it, but it doesn't last. But as you endure, you've learned how to go. You've learned how to last.
Yes, Jesus.
You've learned through growth and development. Because it's not about how quick I get there. It's all about how well I do it getting there.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So we just thank you for being done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Maturation time. Wow.
Maturation. I received every bit of it, and I walked in and I sat down and I said, thank you, Father. I made it home doing your will. And as he always do, he'll have me to call in when it's time, because I put all my trust in him, because I don't want to do anything that he don't want me to do. And it's not picking and choosing, you know, like, should he or should not. It's like you were saying earlier with the other caller, LaShawn, and it's like, get it into his word and believe his word for yourself. Because he promised, and when you hear his voice and you know that you know, there's no other discussion. It's just move by faith. And so he gave me an assignment, and I've been moved by faith. And the biggest thing he did for me, that I was in that pattern, the waiting on the Lord, he will renew your strength, and it will mount up his eagle wings. And the biggest thing that I saw that he moved for me was fear of looks on the faces, fear of speaking God's word, not in fear of speaking it, but who, like you said earlier, you know, people that are closest to you, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your teacher, your leader. It's believing what he said and getting to him yourself. And just like LaShawn said, the caller is, it's like he gave me revelation of who he was talking to when they said your mother, and brothers seeking you out. And it mm-hmm. was right, because he was doing his father's will. He said, who are they?
Right.
And that's the same, because we're his disciple. We might be a spiritual mom. I've been a spiritual mother to other people that God has sent to me or draw to me opportunity of what they needed. And we need to start fulfilling the call that God has called us through trusting him, worshiping him and adoring him and telling him thank you and that you love him. I've been into a part of falling in love deeper with my Savior, who he is in my life.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's opportunity is knocking, and there's been another shift to be a God about the Father's will, because that great falling away, people are not returning back. The church, when God was doing his, with the COVID and people not going into God's house, it really, I was looking at it, I got a little grieved by that, is that, but we're faith-based. It was mentioned earlier by David. So who is this Philistine, circumcised Philistine? So the thing that God does by led by the Holy Ghost in all truth, he's not going to put you in harm's way, but we got a responsibility, as Jesus demonstrated, the coming together to obey and seeking out such as the Father has said.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take care of the rest, because he left us a comforter to lead us in all truth, not half, but all truth. How much do I believe that? And so it's a mindset, it's a doctrine, it's all this other stuff. But that's not anything to pay attention to, but it's really paying attention that he personally delivered us and chose us to, that we're going to be with him in eternal life. So like you said earlier, that word was so confirmation. Prepare yourself. If you expect it, prepare.
Mm.
And he will not withhold any good from you. It's just that timing is essence. And I'm just thankful that he allowed me to hear tonight what it was hidden in my heart, that now I know that I know, yes, that was so right.
Yes.
And just go on, because the battle was, no, not mine, but the Lord. And he prepared me to prepare for this, because it's needful now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be his family, the body, to encourage, to strengthen, and come together on one accord. I've seen so much belittling and talking back about those that are preaching and teaching what they're preaching. That's none of my business, as long as the word of God is preached. But what are you doing? Are you doing the word? It's not looking over your shoulder, not finding fault in somebody. Ask God for opportunity and pray for that person if God leads. And do your part, because that other stuff holds you up. It's really grievous. Jesus knew that the Pharisees, the religious, the scoffers without him, he knew that. You know, but he kept on with his father's assignment. Because timing is important, and that's with me. I didn't want to lose the timing to disappoint God, to not get there. And not only disappoint God, it wasn't so much about that. I wanted to enter in with him, you know, what he told me. And when you're in the flesh, it weighs you down. When you're distracted, these things come to distract you. But the body is there, God. The Holy Ghost always will come to confirm what you had trusted and believed in him for. And so I felt that word coming up out of you. I really did. I said, bring it on. Come on. I'm thankful that you was obedient to deliver this word in love of the Lord as well. And we will see each other Because God was telling me it's not over. Mm-mm. We had to come this direction. I had to come this direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad. I'm so thankful. Grateful. Just grateful to him.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's good to hear your voice. To meet you, give her a hug and a love for me.
I will. I thought she was going to join me, but she in a little counseling session right now, so she, you know, she's doing her work, and so I had to hold this side down tonight, you know, but the work of the Lord is still going forward, so.
You do an excellent job. I got the Lord blessed our family with another grandbaby.
Wow, congratulations.
10 days old, and that's my baby surprise. But God was letting me know, and God just lets you know, you know.
Yes, he does.
So this is our ninth baby, little baby girl.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
And we celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary in July.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We pray 49 more come along with it. Don't get you 49 more in there. I'm going to put it in for you.
All right.
Now.
Yeah,
That's if you want it, but you know, hey, I'm...
That the Lord is good and life is good that God gives us. I wouldn't trade anything. I'm thankful that he told me that my latter years would be greater than my former. And I accepted that in my heart, but I didn't know what that meant. So I know how David felt when he was a teenager and called, but it's a journey. It's definitely a journey. And God has been giving me opportunity after opportunity because I had a love and I had a thirst and a hunger to fulfill the calling purpose that I had. I just so wanted to see the body rejoicing again and, you know, loving your neighbor as yourself and asking him, okay, good morning or good night, Lord. Well, what can I do? What can I do to show the appreciation and gratitude that you took me out of crazy to join me to your family eternity?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell somebody and how he forgave me and continued to forgive me of the sins that I committed. So those things are behind me so I can press forward. And this life don't mean anymore because I know when that time comes, I'll be with him. I'll see him as he is. And I want to just bring your family. I want to tell others about him.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the opportunity to go back as he gave me out of retirement to go and be his light, a disciple. I want to share the good news. And so armored up. So yeah, it's a journey now. You it seems like you on Mars somewhere. And then all of a sudden you see or begin to know that wow, it wasn't about me like it was about what he was preparing me for. And
Absolutely.
He knew that I could do that job. And then we joined hands as a body to strengthen that others may see the light. Because if we say what the world is saying, I can't. They want some hope. So give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give hope to ask God for the opportunity, because I don't want to be sitting holding my hands and say, what about me? Where's
right.
this thing? Things. You know, things.
Mm-hmm.
People. Stuff. And I say I love him, and I'm not sharing that love. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You gotta
let it go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, letting it go. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, help those things that I haven't let go, because the devil put things on your mind like he did Jesus. He was showing Jesus, and if he deceived the angels that followed him, I bet every day, every moment, every second they wish, doggone it. Why? That's a torment in itself when we don't do the Lord's will. Have you ever thought about that? When God is telling us to do something, we didn't do it, and we know that it was him. Like, well, or if you forgot where you put your car keys, nobody wants to lose their mind, even the car keys. That right there, like, what did I do? And that little panic. But the Holy Ghost said, you put them on the mantle. There they are. You know,
right.
when you're in tune with them. So we got to get connected and make sure everything is plugged into the positive of Christ Jesus. And
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is a wonderful night. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am so grateful.
So am I. It's always a joy when we talk, Marilyn. This is beautiful.
It is. It is. And we go see each other real soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to get on down to the Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned something too. And he say, don't say nothing until it's all done. Then
right.
tell the whole story. And I tell you, it's going to be real good.
Amen.
And everybody's on the line. I encourage y'all to don't give up hope. He's just too wonderful. Start counting the blessings
mm-hmm.
of what he done for us personally, corporately. And
mm-hmm.
for his family, it's just time for us to come out of hiding and go forth. What LaShawn was saying, asking God when. I understand her, but I ask the Lord for his wisdom and faith to lead me in all truth. And I have gone to places and states and cars and houses and land, because I believe what he said, even if it was so tiny. I didn't say anything else to any family member, because they already think you know, crazy. But I just trusted God and believed him and trusted him at his word, and I came back for what I went out to get.
Right.
Yeah. So to her, you know, just
mm-hmm.
shut it down and get your pocketbook and go. God is,
yep.
he's so good. As you go in faith believing, he'll tell you when, where, how, and he'll even answer your why.
Absolutely.
But it got to be in the heart set to cut off the mind and the flesh, the soul, will of flesh, because it's just like mosquitoes and flies. They'll come at you on one answer. Well, God, a little fear, a little doubt. And it doesn't mean that's bad. It's just God's opportunity to work in your life, that you'll have your own testimony that said, look
right.
what the Lord has done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for yourself.
For yourself.
Yeah.
For yourself. It's like when we do things in scripture,
You know, he would heal people. He'd be like, don't go tell nobody.
he'd be like,
that's for you, but it's so good. You can't keep fighting. You know, you gotta go. He tells you, hey, this for you. You know, this between me and
this
you.
This for you. That's what I was saying last night. I said, who can hold that? Who can hold those horses of rings? It's like, but the faith in knowing that he kept moving on. And there's just some things I learned in his character, reading about him and desiring him more, is that he didn't have to explain nothing to nobody, especially when they didn't care.
Mm-mm.
So what you gonna do with it now that you know, some things he couldn't go because they were setting up to kill him, to hurt him, to, you know, discredit him. And so that's God. And so, like you said, and tell be prepared, because if we're not prepared, how ready? And he said, get set, go, because when he moved us out of another state, I began to watch how our work began to dry up. You know, didn't take from us, but it began to dry up. And then as my husband heard, and we were on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the storm hit in Florida. He was a contractor. He left his home. Georgia's our home. And so, of course, people were saying, you need a job. They just this. And saying all nice, not unnice things. But the time came, God gave us a whole plan. Then he gave us a family member to say, two people witnessed. I dreamed I was living in a tropical place, and it was fruit around and fish and this. And that's what he did. He fed us because he was sending us.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sent us, he prepared. Then he was preparing me to how much I was going to trust him, because I stayed in a place that I wasn't accustomed or used, but I was so grateful and so thankful. And that's how God is, when we're thankful of the least things. He can trust you to handle the big, you know. Mm-hmm. Went through some things, but God, and the more our haters and liars lied and hated on us, that was our ladder climbing up higher and higher to do in his will.
Mm-hmm.
So some things are needful to keep you going, you know?
Yeah.
And not be mad at them, because like Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. People, you're not talking to me, you're talking to him inside of me, and he's well secured. So how much you going to believe him? Put him at his word. Not to test him, but just you love him. And you falling more in love with him to obey him because you want his time. And not what somebody said, knowing for yourself. Then we all come together and we all party and have a good time when we hear or see each other that have never met, but we on one accord. A family joined together.
Mm-hmm. You're so right.
It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm glad you called in. Amen.
I am. I like to. That one thing I do like. I do like to obey. And when the times I don't beat myself up so bad. But I still say, Lord, I thank you for grace and mercy.
Right. Because he got it available for a reason. Sometimes we're gonna falter. But, you know, it's about just knowing where our help comes from and just getting right back in right standing.
That's wonderful. That's a power-ready word. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man of God. We'll be seeing each other soon. And I thank everybody that's on, and God bless them. And I pray that their health, their wealth, and their strength in the Lord be increased. Mm-hmm. And you and your family, God bless you. And it's always good to hear you. And I always like hearing you sing. So go on and sing, and I'll get off of it. Somebody else have it.
Thank you, Ellen. It was good to hear you, because we got to end it anyway to open it up for Randy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Good night. Love you.
Love you, too. Wow. Hey, we thank everybody for calling in tonight. I'm going to have to go ahead and shut it down because I don't want it to cut off on us. But God has heard from you. God has already answered your prayers. And just trust him, and trust and know that everything that's in you, that you don't know anything about, God will reveal it to you in time. And as you're going through the process, he's building you for what he's prepared for you. And just go in love and continue to trust Jesus. And till next time, God bless y'all. Good night.